The strong salt winds of Liverpool that sweep across the bay once brought the great proud ships of old with teak from Mandalay, with bars of gold from lands untold and cloves from Zanzibar, with tea and jute from Chittagong and rubber from Parar. Trim figurehead and snowy sail, tall mast and tapered spar, a rhythmic shanty from the waist, the smell of Stockholm tar. Whilst yet the fog bells clang and drone, and eyes are tired and red, from peering over weather cloths to see what lies ahead, and summer shakes her train of gold, and dawn breaks slow supreme, with funnels red and funnels white reflected in the stream. The times have changed on Mersey's side, the years have travelled on, and ugly ducklings plough and shear where once there sailed a swan. Safe anchored in a landlocked bay, washed by some river cool, they lie at rest in fairer ports than even Liverpool. Forgotten, garlanded with mist and fog, they drowse at anchor there, whilst crews of bearded sailormen patrol each deck and stair. Borne faintly on an eerie breeze, there goes a boatswain's call, scraping as dim yards come around, the clacking of a pawl. Yet idly these tall ships will turn and hearken to the breeze that whispers in the ghostly shrouds of days remote from these, remembering weeks of driving sleet and high seas round the horn and little islands silver-rimmed where molly mocks are born. Recalling long, cool, fragrant nights beneath a southern moon, the Rio Grande or Shenandoah to a concertina's tune. Yet often, just before the dawn, they see in dreams afar the glimmer of the Crosby light and rain across the bar.